Eureka Springs, a popular tourist destination placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1970, is regulated by an appointed Historic District Commission. This summer, a disgruntled Eureka Springs resident is gathering ballot petition signatures to abolish the commission, which he claims shows favoritism and rules unfairly. Ozarks at Largest Jacqueline Froelich reports.
6 years ago, Paul Minzy, a commercial real estate broker, purchased a house on Mountain Street in Eureka Springs Historic District, built circa 1879, he says.
Well, it's a triplex. I think at one time it was single family or a boarding house. I believe it had a fourth floor at one time and it burned. It now has three floors. But, and it was probably added to over the years, probably back in the early 1900s.
According to city records furnished for this report, Minzy's restoration plans were approved by the Eureka Springs Historic District Commission on January 21st, 2015, including the realignment of a crooked front window.
That was removed, was going to be reset 3 inches above what it had been when I removed it. I had a permit for that.
But after a site visit, Minzy says the commission declared the changed window configuration had not been allowed and issued a stop work order.
And they said, well, you're going to lower the window. Well, I didn't lower the window.
Minzy sued the city of Eureka Springs and the commission in Carroll County Circuit Court.
The window is still there. And we're still in court after 5 years.
So far, he spent $80,000. The circuit court judge, according to court records, lifted the stop work order, but ordered Minzy to restore the window back to its original crooked casement. He appealed that decision to the Arkansas Court of Appeals in Little Rock. That court, for jurisdictional reasons, handed the case back to the circuit judge last winter, who's yet to decide. According to local news accounts, the Historic District Commission routinely approves applications for both historic and non-historic property owners living within the district, deciding paint colors, minor repairs, additions, and renovations. But during their bi-monthly meetings, the 7-member commission also routinely rejects applications it considers historically inappropriate, decisions which Minzy claims are capricious.
You never know. It's like the old saying is a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get when you walk in.
Figuring other townspeople are vexed, like he is, Minzy's circulating a ballot initiative petition to abolish the Historic District Commission, established by local ordinance in 1979, as well as the Preservation Office in City Hall. And according to a copy of the petition furnished for this report, all historic property owners would be required to comply with current written historic district guidelines, rules, and regulations. And Minzy has gathered more than enough signatures, if validated, to place the question on the November ballot.
We do not need the city council and the mayor's office dictating to us and overriding our historical properties.
Minzy says residents can also obtain guidance from the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program Office in Little Rock, but Scott Kaufman, State Preservation Program Director, says his office has no regulatory control to protect Eureka Springs Historic District.
If the historic district goes away, their local ordinance district, that's really the power behind keeping things from just being torn down.
Eureka Springs, incorporated in 1890, today with a population of 2,000, has been a popular tourist destination since it was founded, filled with forested walking trails, landscaped cold water spring reservations like this one, and lots of beautifully restored Victorian-era homes and businesses, due in part to the Eureka Springs Historic District Commission. But if the commission is dissolved by popular vote this November, Kaufman did say his office, theoretically, could be open to residents with preservation queries.
I mean, we can always provide, you know, communities and individuals guidance for those standards. But like I said, the ordinance district for Eureka Springs, and any ordinance district, is really, like I said, that's the backbone to it. That's the teeth.
We queried longtime Eureka Springs Historic Preservation Officer Glenna Booth for comment on Menzies' ballot initiative. In a 3-page email, she wrote that Eureka Springs Historic Commission protects Eureka's architectural treasures from demolition, inappropriate alterations, severe deterioration, or new construction. And as an Ordnance Historic District, Eureka is eligible and has been awarded over $15 million in grants and tax credits. And that doesn't include heritage tourism revenue, jobs, or increased property values, she says. All that would go away, she says, if Menzie prevails at the polls, leaving Eureka's Historic District at risk. 22 cities in Arkansas have Historic District Commissions. A search of the National Register reveals it places no restriction on private property owners in declared historic districts. The Fed leaves that to state and local preservation offices or the courts to decide. As for Paul Menzies' historic Mountain Street residence, interior and exterior restoration is just about complete.
I have totally renovated the inside at large sums of money, of course, and the structure should hopefully stand for 150 years.
And he soon plans to occupy the residence. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.